What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call at 866-954-MORE.
DeMesmin and Dover.
You got to get the yeah, yeah part. Otherwise, yeah. It doesn't count.
It is not a cloud in the sky over by me. It is a light breeze. Things are barely moving, which means it is hot as hell. I would say the winds are coming out of the east, southeast, and it's about 88 degrees.
How do you do, Froggy?
He is right. A beautiful sunny day. Winds coming out of the south, southeast at around 10 miles per hour. Currently at around 91 degrees with a high of 95.
That's crazy. That's crazy. It's not even, what time is it?
What?
11:25.
90 degrees at 11:25, dude. That's
crazy. Soupy out there, dude.
Careful. Soupy.
It's that time of year. Getting real musty, real humid, sticky. Yep. So be careful. So you guys want a QB list?
Sure.
Please.
I don't think you're going to like it, Marcos.
Oh, man.
Familiar with the website Pro Football Focus?
Yeah, I've heard of them. My colleagues.
What?
You know me, NFL insider.
You're not an NFL insider, nor are you a statistician.
My colleagues.
I don't think Leroy likes them very much because they come up with some wonky stats that they make up.
Yeah, come on, dude.
They have ranked all 32 starters going into the 2025 season.
Can I guess where Tua is?
Sure.
14.
Mm-mm.
Ooh. It's got to be worse then.
Did you want to have a second guess?
No. That's it.
Tua's 18th.
Okay. 18th.
I could think of probably three or four quarterbacks that I would put Tua just outside, right around 15. But I could see how some people could even suggest that other quarterbacks are better, even though they haven't performed better than Tua, right?
Well, they put the quarterbacks in tiers, which I love. I love a QB tier.
So you only got a list and a tier?
Oh, they got tiers and they got a list. the first tier, elite. We all know who it is, you know. Patrick Mahomes, number one. Mm-hmm. Joe Burrow, number two. Mm-hmm. Lamar, three. Josh Allen, four.
Yep.
Then they go to high-end starters. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts is five.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels, six.
Oh, okay. I would agree with the list, but there's going to be, I don't know. I won't say regression, right? I won't say he's going to look worse, but his numbers might not be as good.
The CJ Stroud, right? It may be the CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud balled out, amazing rookie year.
Then when they start game planning for your tendencies and what you like to do and stuff like that, then they eliminate. So say, what if they eliminate the running portion of it and then he only can throw? Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but this is normally how teams adjust to playing against a new quarterback. So he's going to get a lot of different looks. He's still, you know, I still believe he's, you know, a quality starter, and he could lead that team, you know, to a championship. I believe that. But this year might not be as good as last year.
Stafford, seven. Justin Herbert is eight.
That might be one of the guys that I'm like, really?
Tier 3A. They have solid starters who have flashed high-end play. Mm-hmm. Number nine, Jared Goff.
Okay, yeah.
10, Geno Smith.
Absolutely not. You are out of your rabbit-ass mind if you think Geno Smith. If I had a quarterback draft right now and I said to you, you could have Geno or Tua.
Well, Pro Football Focus is telling you they would take Geno Smith many spots ahead of Tua.
Okay. Okay.
Brock Purdy's 11.
Okay, I'm not going to argue
Jordan that. Love, 12.
I'm not going to argue
Baker
that.
Oh, this is tier 3B. Solid starters, but they need more help. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love, 12.
Okay.
Baker, 13. CJ Stroud, 14.
Okay.
Kyler Murray, 15.
Absolutely not. Kyler Murray and Baker. Absolutely not. Are you crazy?
Trevor Lawrence, 16.
Now, wait a minute. You got to have a problem with that.
I have a lot of guys I would take Tua above on this list.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I got four guys already.
Dak Prescott, 17 above Tua.
Okay. I could.
And 18 is Tua right behind. See, here's the thing with Tua. Tua is basically like the lowest of the non-old guys other than Matthew Stafford. And then he's just kind of above rookies and real young guys or second-year guys. Like the guys behind Tua are Bo Nix, Bryce Young at 20, J.J. McCarthy, Drake mm-hmm. May, Michael Penix, Caleb Williams, Cam Ward at 25.
Cam Ward hasn't played a down and they got him at 25?
Yeah, the guys that they have below are like the old guys. Darnold, Wilson, Justin Fields, Flacco, Richardson, Mason Rudolph, and Tyler Shuck on New Orleans. But like, Tua stock's never been lower, right? Like, this is the lowest because of the injuries from last year and how the Dolphins were.
Is it because of the injuries? I just think that.
I think it has to be for the injuries. Like,
there's a lot of people who just have problems with him. You know what I mean?
He's always been polarizing, but I think being a fringe top 20 quarterback now, like that's the lowest it's been before, since like maybe before Mike McDaniel got here. Everybody was like, eh. Right. I don't know. Margo's the lowest is this the least amount of faith you've had in him as a Tua skeptic?
Yeah, I think even coming out of the hip injury from college, it still was a lot of hype around his name. So I think at this point, this has to be probably the worst you've felt about him as a Dolphins fan since Brian Flores would give you the old, he's our quarterback. So I think this is it. This is damn near rock bottom.
It's not great. Like if that's, and I'm not saying that. I know Pro Football Focus has never been the biggest
to a fan site, but it's like, okay, I think to Leroy's point, if we were to take guys the guys I would definitely take before Tua right now, Trevor Lawrence can kick rocks, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield,
right. So that puts him at 15.
Purdy, Geno Smith.
No, I'm definitely not.
Dude, I still take him over Jared Goff. Like, I'm sorry.
You definitely take him over. Like, what are we doing?
I still take him over Justin Herbert.
Like, I love the way we look. All credit to Geno Smith for turning it around, right? But come on. Come on. Now all of a sudden.
You're like, not right. Dade Sal, that's not right, dude.
What happened?
If you keep throwing up gang signs on the field, people are going to have doubts.
That makes me think that this isn't a skill thing with Tua's ranking at 18. This has to be strictly durability, because he's very clearly better than some of those names,
right?
So it has to be durability. That really has to be, like, they don't care how good you are, they don't trust you.
But and that's fine, and you can say that and do that, but they got Dak Prescott above him.
Yeah,
that gets hurt every year.
A lot of those guys you would take as injury prone. I think we've had this discussion a lot. But unfortunately,
would you take Dak for $60 million or Tua for $60 million?
I'm not taking Dak for $60 million.
Right.
But I think the thing is, there's a difference, because Tua has the bodily injuries. It's the head stuff, dude. Like, that's the thing.
But, we're just doing injuries are injuries. Like, if you
they're not, though. But Leroy, no. We talked about they're not, because he had an injury last. He had a concussion last year where he said he could have played the next week, and they took him out for 6 weeks.
Okay, I'm not saying it from the level of injury and the importance of the injury. I'm looking at it from miss games, okay, for whatever reason. Okay, Dak has missed some games too, right? So, like, when I'm talking about guys that I would take Tua over, right, I would definitely take him over Trevor Lawrence.
For sure.
I would take Tua over Baker Mayfield, even though I like Baker Mayfield. I would definitely take him over Geno Smith, right?
Well, I guess the question for him is, like, because you look at the young guys are behind him. Like, let's say if we did this list in a year, is it more likely that Tua gets back into the top 10? Because I think, like, last year people were considering him probably a top 10 quarterback with the year that he had and the numbers that
he put
up. If
he plays all the games, he'll be in the top
10. Is it more likely that he's in the top 10, or is it more likely these young guys – jump him, like any of these guys, like Cam Ward, like Drake May, like JJ McCarthy? Like, if these guys have 1 year, people love jumping on the quarterbacks, and then you have the value of them being on their rookie deal. Like, that's the other part that is valuable to a team as well. So I guess the question, when they put Tua at that point, it's kind of like this fringe point of, like, all right, so you basically have him above everybody who's unproven, and that's it, because you have him below everybody else. That's why I say, like, yeah, it feels lower than it's ever been.
I would say this. Part of that has to do with the success of the team. And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And his injury last year, missing the 6 weeks, if he plays all the games, he'll be in the top 10.
I know, but that's like, it is his biggest vice.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Not even saying that it's not an issue.
As long as he's fat and doesn't try and run this year, we're going to be in business.
Well, the thing about football, and this is like, we can all sit back and say what a guy should do. But when you're in the game and your team needs you to do X, you're not thinking about the ramifications of it, right?
Cap says, top 15, Leroy, you're crazy. Nick says, Bryce Young's going to be jumping him after this year. Okay. Evan 11 says he's not even going to try and be fat. He's going to try and run, and he's going to get hit. I hope he doesn't do that.
You know, it's interesting. You can't – listen.
I don't want him to do that.
I know nobody wants to have him do it. I get all of that. But if it's third and one
– no.
And Tua can get the first – if he would have just throw the ball in the ground, people would flip out.
I not me, but you know what we're gonna do on the Tobin couch?
What?
We're gonna be like, good job, Tua. Live to fight another day.
All right.
Live to fight another day.
Okay. Depending on what moment in time it is in the game.
No. Sure. No moment. Sure. No moment.
Absolutely.
No moment.
Absolutely. People are gonna say you couldn't get a damn yard to close out the game, or you couldn't get it. It was third and one at the end of a game. Like, that's just football, right? Like, you can't – like, I understand him trying to be more careful. But you still got to play football.
You know what's strange? With as critical as I've been of Tua, and especially of his recent activity, I can almost guarantee this will
Hold
be –
Hold on. What? Hold on. Dave South, what are you smoking? Have you ever met a fan – when has a fan understood? Like, I don't know, all of a sudden now everybody's trying to be reasonable? Stop it. You know damn well if Tua don't get a first down, it's at a pivotal point in the game, you're going to say, why couldn't he just go and slide?
No.
You're going to say something. Baloney.
Oh.
Stop it.
Wow.
Stop it.
Strong baloney.
All of a sudden fans are understandable. No. I'm not doing it. Y'all crazy. Couldn't get a yard? Why didn't you just run out of bounds? Why didn't you just slide for it? Stop. You know you're going to say it. At least man up about it.
Timbo said they literally cheered him when he slid last year. That's
true. Yeah, because he got the first.
I would have been fine. If he would have slid backwards, I would have been better with it. I don't want him running.
We're all saying that now.
I'm telling you, I've said this for 2 years.
If he doesn't go get the first and the Dolphins lose a game, you're going to be on Tua. Everybody will be.
Mm-mm.
You got to play football, man. Now, you got to be careful.
Football. But he plays
I'm not
football.
Saying he can't be careful. But I'm telling you now, if he's rolling out to the left and it's third and two and he got some grass in front of him, he got to go try to get the first. That's football.
Man.
I don't care if he's fat or skinny, go get the 2 yards. That's football. For everybody to say, oh, no, just throw it away. Live to play another day.
What are you saying?
There ain't nobody that's
like that. It's just smart.
There ain't nobody that's that understanding in sports, especially fans. Come on.
I'm very understanding.
Oh, my goodness. What? Dude, for this.
Hey, Frog Boy, tell the sideshows to kick rocks, dude.
I feel bad because this is an innocent man. Unfortunately, everybody else deserves to be thrown to kick rocks, but poor Dan Day had an actual question this time.
All right.
I feel bad. Poor Dan walks in.
It's been a rotating door in there for you today.
It really has been six different people.
Tell everybody, please get out of there. Stop bothering them.
Hey, so I get it. I understand everybody's sentiment. Okay? But when you spend that money and go to that game and he throw it away with open field in front of him. People go flip.
Not me. Out. I will calm my section down.
Okay.
I will
be like,
guys,
Marcos,
let's think about week six.
Hold up. Marcos, can you say that again so we can get it on tape?
Yeah. If Tua Tagovailoa doesn't go for it on third and one or fourth and one, because it means not getting his head caved in, I am going to understand it. I will applaud it. And if I was at the game with fans, I would say, I would stand up and applaud, be like, live to fight another day, Tua. Love it. Love it. Let's take a week six.
Are you starting to slow clap after saying
that? Hey, and why are you giving him a golf clap? Because you hope nobody don't kick your ass on that's sitting next to you. Man, fans don't, dude, in heat of the moment, fans are not going to care about that. You know as well as I do.
I'll have to teach them. We'll take a break. Mix things up on the other side.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.